Hey, it's Jacob, and my guest host for today, Matt. How are you doing? Okay, a couple topics we're going to be doing today are, we're going to talk about those annoying kids in games. Yeah.
I hate those kids so much.
Oh, they're bad.
Yeah, especially when they think they're so good, but they actually suck.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, and the reason why you lose games too.
So we'll talk about that first, and then we'll follow it up with a sports corner. So let's go. So what's your worst experience with one of those little kids?
Well, I was playing Call of Duty, right? Everybody plays that game. And I was playing on the new Nazi Zombies map, or it'd be the Imperial Nazi Zombies map, and they just wouldn't shut up. Like, they just drove me insane, and they'd stay together. So if they went to one, like, building, they'd leave me behind and not tell me, and it's like, ooh, ratty move. Ratty, ratty move. So, and then when I finally got in and got back in the game, we started doing really good, and then one of them went down. They're like, oh, revive me, revive me. I was like, no, I'm not reviving you. You didn't revive me. And then he was the host, ended the game.
Aw.
Pretty ratty.
That sucks.
Yeah, no, we're doing really good, too.
Yeah, the worst thing is when I've had this happen to me. You don't, when you're playing with a kid and, like, you're doing really great and you're getting far in the game, and this is specifically with Nazi Zombies, I haven't seen this problem much else, but you're playing a game of Nazi Zombies, and you're doing fine. One thing happens that little kid doesn't like. He's like, oh, I'm gonna end the game. I'm gonna end the game right now. And he just ends it, and it's, oh, it sucks so much because you're just waiting to get, oh, I'm about to beat my record.
Yeah.
The host has ended the game because you didn't revive him.
Yeah. And I don't like it when you're playing online too, like saying like team deathmatch, where there's that one annoying kid and you don't want to leave the games because then you'll count as a loss and you're doing really good. And he's the reason why your team loses that game.
Oh,
I just hate those kids.
There's one time when we were playing on Outskirts War, there's this one kid who said, no, we have to stay in the church. And we were losing. We'd already captured the church.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, man, we need one more person to take Grandpa's house. One more person. And he'd just stay in the church. No, I'm gonna stay in the church.
Yeah.
And so if he had been there, because he was like flamethrower, I don't know how for the life of me, because he was the shittiest player ever, but he goes out and sits there in the entire game. If he had just come, we would have won.
Yeah.
But, and little kids, like, I'm not sure if it was this little kid yesterday when me and you were playing on Cliffside.
Yeah.
But they captured one point and they just ended the game.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just the cheapest thing ever.
Oh, man, I'm so pissed.
Like, the thing is, that game was so intense, it was awesome. That was one of the best war games I've played in a long time.
We probably would have gotten back and won the spot that we lost. And then we probably could have won the game, but because they ended it so quickly, we didn't have any time. So.
Yeah, like, it was, the mausoleum has been captured. We go to Cliffside to capture it, and boom, game over, host has ended the game. And you were pissed.
Yeah, I was pretty angry.
Oh, I was rattled.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah, there's not much more that can be said about this topic, so, what's going on in the world of sports?
Well, I'm more knowledgeable in the hockey land, but some of your viewers who live south of the border, not much in the world of baseball other than the Jays lose to Washington 2-1 in the 11th inning. I guess the bases were loaded. Adam Dunn drove in the home run. Home winning run, so nothing new in that category. So, other than that, it looks like the American League, I guess it'd be Eastern Division. It's going to be owned by Boston and the Yankees, another year, I guess. So,
does that make you sad?
Well, it would have been nice. Whoa, what was that?
That would be a sound effect.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well,
yeah, it is.
Well, it was kind of making me, like, I was a little hoping that the Jays would probably make the playoffs or clinch the division or wild card, but looks like those hopes are now slowly coming to an end.
I can hear the light dying in your eyes.
Yeah.
So what about hockey? Who's going to be an agent?
It's going to be interesting to see, especially in Vancouver, where the two Sedin brothers, you take one of them, you have to take all of them. So don't think Vancouver can afford them. I think they should get rid of Sundin and sign for someone else who's not worth the $10 million.
Well, has Sundin, like, even been relevant since the late 90s? Like, he hasn't been doing too well.
Like, he's a 70-point player if he plays all, like, 82 games if he really wants to. But, you know, I think his heyday is slowly coming to an end, and he might as well just retire.
Yeah, because he's getting up there.
Oh, yeah, he's, like, 39, so it's like years are over.
It's kind of funny how, like, in every other field, when you're 39, you're just getting started, but in hockey, it's like, oh, you're 39, you should be put down.
Not really. Baseball is kind of the same way, except in some cases it's usually like 40 or 41 when they usually call it quits. But mostly in a lot of sports, it's probably about 40 is when they usually tie up the end and leave.
Okay, so that's what it's been for hockey. Anything in basketball going on?
Other than the awards, I don't think too much. I don't really follow basketball too much, but
yeah, same here. I like playing basketball, but I can't follow it.
Yeah, I find it a little too boring for me, so.
Oh, man, Rashani's going to be so pissed at you.
Why?
He loves basketball.
I don't know him, so.
Yeah, he's going to come all the way up from California to kick you.
Yeah, he probably has never heard of where I live, so I'm not going to mention that.
He lives in Timbuktu.
Yeah.
Okay, so in some gaming news, there's a peripheral for the Wii that's a bowling ball.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's pretty dangerous. Like, there's no better way to wreck your TV than throwing a bowling ball at it.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, do you think the Wii is taking it too far?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I don't find it fun, really, personally, because I like strategy games and, like, combat games, not, like, Pokemon or any of that Mario crap. So
Nintendo used to be good for hardcore stuff like GoldenEye, and back in the day you had Contra and a bunch of good stuff, and the original Super Mario Bros. Still holds up. But now it's like Cooking Mama 56 and all this, like, Imagine Babies crap. Like, there's nothing good in hardcore except for, like, Mad World and, I don't know, House of the Dead Overkill, those sort of games. There's nothing really hardcore left.
Yeah. Know what I'm excited for?
What?
Is Call of Duty 2 Modern Warfare. That game.
That looks badass.
It looks pretty intense. Like, I'm watching the trailer for it right now. You know, like,
It does look really cool.
It does. I'm, like, looking at one of these screenshots and it's like lasers everywhere with bullets. That's pretty badass.
And have you seen the screenshots for when he's on the back of a snowmobile shooting, like, one-handed?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at that one now. That's pretty sweet.
Like, yeah.
It looks like it's going to be another great Call of Duty game.
See, and no, no offense to Treyarch, but I think that Infinity Ward does make the superior game.
Yeah. Like, I have to admit, the new Call of Duty, the graphics compared to the other one, or Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, are totally different. So, if you're playing for, graphics, I'd probably definitely get, what it appears to be, Modern Warfare 2.
So, what do you think of the iPhone 3GS coming out?
Just probably another lame thing, like the iPod that Apple's ripping off.
See, the iPhone, it's good, but they screw the people who buy it early.
Yeah.
Because, when you bought the iPhone, the first one, the iPhone Edge, when the iPhone 3G came out, they screwed you. Like, they said, oh, we're going to make one that has more features and all that, and you have to buy a new one and pay a contract transfer termination fee. And now they're doing that again with the 3GS, which has a full video camera.
Yeah.
So I like their phones, but they're not really consumer friendly.
Yeah.
At least with their odds, you don't have to terminate a contract, you know?
Yeah. That's where they make probably their most money is, iPods.
I think that iPods are starting to go away. They're going to go under soon, because think about it. They're still awesome, but their competition is slowly getting better. Have you seen one of those Zen MP3 players?
Yeah.
They're good. They have the only thing is, the only reason I choose an iPod is iTunes and all the interface there, because it's really intuitive. And but with Zens, you kind of have to do a bit of file management, you know?
And plus, people are starting to use phones, and now all these phones come with iPod technology. So it's why bother buy an iPod when you can use your phone? So.
Yeah. Well, we're nearing the end of another 15-minute podcast. So, final thoughts? Anything cool that you think's going on?
Nothing too much for the most part. Has it been 15 minutes?
Yeah, we're at 12 minutes 35 seconds, so this is kind of something interesting for last.
I don't know. Do you have anything? Other than, Gary Bettman wants all the NHL teams in the U.S.? Other than that?
Not really. I'm getting pretty... I'm getting pretty amped for Brutal Legend. That looks pretty cool. It comes out 2 days before my birthday, so I'm hoping to get that for my birthday. That would be awesome.
It looks like the U.S. Open is once again suspended due to rain delays.
Jesus Christ, again?
Again.
Wow.
So that's going to take forever. It's not going to be done until Tuesday at the rate it's going. So.
Oh, this is kind of something interesting for last. What do you think of Natal?
Who's Natal?
It's Project Natal. It's something Microsoft doing. It's a motion sensing camera, gesture sensing, all that stuff. Voice recognition. It's like a little sensor bar thing that you put on top of your TV.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can use, instead of using a remote, it's completely hands-free.
Oh, that's sweet.
I don't know how well it will work with a shooter, but it seems pretty cool. It's the answer to the Wii.
Yeah.
And that seems...
It's the perfect thing for lazy people.
It seems to be much more intuitive. It's kind of like playing charades.
Yeah.
But, okay, we're at 14 minutes. So do you have any shout-outs?
Not really. Not much. I should make my own podcast now.
It's pretty fun, actually.
Kind of cool.
So, if you want to give me your feedback, just go to the Podmatic page. If you want to see Matt back again, I'd love to see your comments. Or check out Hardcore Christian Gamer and go to our forum thread. Next week we should have Shawnee back, and it should be another not action-packed show. So this has been Reboot, and this has been Jacob Wilson. Goodbye.